It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Fans of the children's book The Invention of Hugo Cabret are anticipating the release of the movie next week, titled Hugo. It's directed by Martin Scorsese, his first film in 3D, and quite a creative departure for the man behind Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, and The Departed. The story is set in 1931. Hugo is an orphan who lives in the walls of a Paris train station, winding the clocks. But it's also a story about the earliest days of filmmaking and the genius of the real-life French filmmaker Georges Méliès, who's played in the film by Ben Kingsley.
If you've ever wondered where your dreams come from, you look around. This is where they're made.
Georges Méliès was a magician before he started making movies at the turn of the century, and he made hundreds of them.
With magicians and girls turning into butterflies and animals appearing and disappearing and the devil dancing around.
That's Brian Selznick, the author and illustrator of the book The Invention of Hugo Cabret. The story took off when Selznick first saw a Georges Méliès movie from 1902, A Trip to the Moon. We see a rocket zooming toward the moon, which has a human face.
And then all of a sudden, with a cut of the camera, the rocket goes right into the eye of the man in the moon. And he makes this face like, wah, 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 and he's got this rocket in his eye. And he's like goo is kind of white goo is coming down where the rocket hit the moon. And he's sticking his tongue out.
These images that came up on the screen were absolutely, it took me to another planet.
That's Martin Scorsese, the director of the movie Hugo, thinking back to his first movie memories as a kid in New York City's Little Italy.
I don't know what planet it was, but I was out of where I, the building I lived in and the street I lived on, you know, that's all I know. And I think there's something very special, it's hard to describe, about a physical and a psychological and emotional satisfaction of putting these pictures together and seeing these things move. And that's just a very primal satisfaction. I don't know what it is, but that's what I saw and that's what I related to.
It's amazing to see the early, very early Georges Méliès movies that you include. You have footage of them in your movie, in Hugo.
Yes.
And these are fantastical worlds that he created. Describe what he did, some of those movies were.
Basically, he painted all the sets and the costumes, and he wrote the stories himself. And all of this came from his idea of how to create illusions on film. The story goes, I'm not sure, maybe apocryphal, but the story goes that he discovered the idea of the tricks with cinema that one could do with the camera by one day shooting an exterior of the Paris Opera House, and there was traffic in the frame, you know, in front of the Opera House, and there was a big bus that was going by or whatever, a truck, and the camera jammed, and he had to stop shooting, of course, and then when he got the camera rolling again, he continued shooting. So when he saw the rushes, it appeared that the bus or the truck disappeared.
Uh-huh.
So he figured out how it was done. And he said, well, I think I could do that in the studio.
And an editor was born right there.
Yeah, right there. He edited everything, yeah. But then he invented what we do now, blue screen, green screen. He invented all of that.
Martin Scorsese, you, in the movie, in Hugo, you recreate the glass studio that Georges Méliès shot these incredible underwater scenes for a movie called Kingdom of the Fairies. Mermaids and lobsters and I think Neptune with a trident. How did you do that? What was the fun of that for you in recreating that scene?
Well, first, there are many, many Méliès films available. And so I had to figure out which scenes I was going to try to recreate and what sections of which films, you know, meaning like a trap door. How does the trapdoor work? Do we do the man with the exploding head? We thought of doing that. That became too complicated. All of this sort of thing. But then I decided on this one sequence. I must tell you, it felt like being back in the 19th century.
Really?
The actors who were playing the parts in the film, the mermaids and the lobster men, the lobster guards, they played their part off camera too. They did not speak to me. The ladies are posing a certain way. They stayed that way. But with a wonderful little smile, usually, because they were serious. They were doing it because the light was going to go. And by the way, the light was going. It's all natural light.
Huh. We hear, I think it's in that same scene in the glass studio, we hear the filmmaker Georges Méliès in the movie say to a young boy, if you've ever wondered where your dreams come from when you go to sleep at night, just look around. This is where they're made.
Yeah, that's from Brian's book.
Yeah.
And it's very sweet. It's very sweet. And Yeah, you know, this idea of movies and dreams, I think, has been overworked to a certain extent. But it does feel like when Hugo in the film tells Isabel, his father described the film as like seeing your dreams in the middle of the day, where your mind goes during the day. If you could translate that into any kind of artistic form or endeavor, and it succeeds to a certain extent, that's a wonderful thing. But it's beyond dreams. It's not just dreams. But for children, there's always a sense of magic. There's always a sense of something beyond the natural when you see those images move that way. And I forget it when projectors, there were a few people I knew who had home movies at the time. I remember going to somebody's house somewhere in Brooklyn, and they had a projector, and they projected some black and white cartoons. It was absolutely extraordinary for a five-year-old or six-year-old to see that.
I bet.
Because you could see the projector, and you could see the light, and you could see inside the projector, and you could see with these little... I love it even when you look at the film, and you could see the images moving on the film itself. So that is like a dream, and then you could create that dream.
Now, this is the first movie that you've shot in 3D, and we see in these scenes where Hugo is climbing up in these gigantic clock mechanisms in the train station, and he's just suspended in this incredible space. How did 3D open up filmmaking to you in a new way? What did it add?
Well, I've always been excited by 3D. It's the impulse that we all have. When you start telling stories, you want sound, color, a big screen, so to speak, and depth. People have always wanted that. And so for me, this was a great opportunity to try to make a film in 3D. And the thing about it was that the 3D made me feel that we were in, and that sounds like a cliche, but the idea is that you're in the world with them. But most of all, what I discovered was the close-ups or the medium shots of the kids. There was... being around children a lot, I'm embracing, kissing them, and, you know, hugging them and that sort of thing. And I wanted the audience to have that same feeling of a kind of warmth and a closeness to them. But I have to tell you that every time we set up a shot, it was like starting from point one again about making movies.
Oh, really?
We were, yes.
The learning curve was deep?
Oh, everything was different. Everything. I mean, working with that aspect and children who were wonderful actors, but you only had them 4 hours a day. And dogs, and Sacha Baron Cohen. You know, at a point in time, it took some time to get all of this working together.
Right, be careful what you wish for.
Well, that's okay. That's part of the craziness of it. It was still one of the most rewarding experiences, enjoyable, I should say, that I've ever had making a picture. And also, maybe obviously, the kind of movies I made before. Sometimes the themes and the characters you're dealing with may not be the nicest people to be around.
Mm-hmm. You're choosing between Travis Bickle and Hugo, maybe.
There's a bit of a difference. But Taxi Driver in 3D would have been interesting, wouldn't it?
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could handle it, frankly.
Yeah, well, he'd be talking to you, you know. So that would be it. I mean, that would be amazing. You see, you could take him out. You know, he's talking in front of that mirror. Why not?
Martin Scorsese, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Director Martin Scorsese, his film Hugo, adapted from Brian Selznick's book The Invention of Hugo Cabret, opens next week.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.